Hey there, I'm Andy Langer. We're back with another edition of Esquire's Guide to New Music, The Andy Langer Show. As always, we'll take a quick run through the new release lineup, and after a few slow weeks, there's no shortage of albums and singles worth your lunch money this time around. In fact, last week's podcast got a jump on this week's release schedule by highlighting Star Sailor and Chad Van Galen. But now we'll get started with our album of the week, Get Lonely, the latest record from the Mountain Goats. Prolific singer-songwriter John Darnielle is the heart and soul of the Mountain Goats. And like The Long Winters and Hold Steady, this is a band all about the lyrics. Darnielle is equally gifted at artfully dancing around a concept as he is cutting straight to the point. And he does both on this amazingly well-crafted new set of songs, each of which just aren't literary and weighty, but also toe-tap worthy. Rarely are narratives this complex, this much fun.
The first time I made coffee for just myself, I made too much of it, but I drank it all just 'cause you hate it when I let things go to waste. And I wandered through the house like a little boy lost at the mall, and an astronaut could have seen the hunger in my eyes from space. And I sang, oh, what do I do? What do I do? What do I do? What do I do without you?
On the other end of the alt-rock spectrum, you'll find Johnny Lives. Next year, there'll be a new Iggy and the Stooges record. Until then, we have Johnny Lives, a bunch of sleazy Lower East Side misfits who may look like every other sleazy Lower East Side outfit, but seem to write better songs. After releasing the Get Steady EP earlier this year, now they give us the Get Steady LP, a set of songs that doesn't just rock, but offers surprising depth too. Remember the Towers of London tune we recommended a few weeks back? This one would kick its ass in a bar fight every time. For whatever reason, I don't have a full copy yet of the new Outkast record, their soundtrack to Idlewild, but the tracks floating around the MP3 blogs have been interesting. The Mighty O finds Dre and Big Boy rhyming together on a track for the first time since they rocked Snankonia, a full 6 years ago. Another track, Big Boy's Morris Brown, nicely highlights the strengths of the Morris Brown College Band. But the real winner so far is Andre 3000's Idlewild Blues. A tune that's just that, a simple blues tune with an incredibly catchy chorus. It's the kind of music you'd expect from controversy-era Prince, not Outkast 2006.
Well, I'm gonna toot you out of this little town, and soon as I do it, I'ma get down. Come on, come on. Come on.
That's Outkast's Idlewild Blues. The full album hits stores this week. Also in stores this week is a new record from Primal Scream, Riot City Blues. NME recently described the saga of Primal Scream as, quote, angle popsters, ecstasy-fried acid house visionaries, snake-hip southern rock aristocracy, and most recently, trance terrorists. Primal Scream have been unknowable, unstoppable, shapeshifters, skin shedders, forever ahead of the curve, end quote. Well, this time the curve seems to be working backwards. They've made a straight-up classic rock album, and that's a good thing. The must-hear, and thus our must-download, is a tune called Country Girl. And again, someone else describes it better than I can. An online poster said, quote, "This sounds like something the Soggy Bottom Boys high on some happy pills might make. It's raw, dirty, euphoric, and utterly brilliant, the perfect antidote to all the navel-gazing of Keane and Coldplay," end quote. I couldn't agree more. Even with all its blatant nods to the Stones.
Better go back to your mama, she'll take care of you. Country girl, take my hand, lay me through this deceased land. I am tired, I am weak, I am worn. I have stopped.
This week's best discovery is Swedish singer-songwriter Tobias Froberg, a one-man plays-all-the-instruments studio whiz with a new album, Somewhere in the City, a set of songs that also features appearances from Anne Brun and Tider. In the UK, it's being released by Poptones Records, the label run by tastemaker Alan McGee, the man who discovered and signed Oasis and Primal Scream. Stateside, it's getting a smaller rollout, but I suspect this is going to be the kind of record that burns slowly from word of mouth. Check this first tune, When the Night Turns Cold, and tell me you're not about to seek out more.
And when the night turns cold, when the night turns cold, will you help me start a fire? Would you be running for the door? I don't love you anymore. I know someone to take me, take me higher. Won't you take me higher?
And finally, we bring you the latest from the Easy Star All-Stars. Remember Dub Side of the Moon, the reggae take on Pink Floyd? Now they bring Radio Dread, a reggae treatment of Radiohead's OK Computer. Novelty? Yes, it is. Big time. A necessary part of your record collection? Hardly. But it's a heck of a party record anyway. And if you're looking for an entry point, try downloading Karma Police, which features a guest vocal from Citizen Cope. It's the album's obvious highlight and well worth your 99-cent investment.
Karma Police, arrested man, he talks in mass. He buzzes like a Fritchie's, like a
Here he is, Citizen Cope and the Easy Star All-Stars, closing out another Esquire Music Podcast. We'll be back next week with a sampling of new tunes from Australia's The Greats, Mexico's Kinky, Philadelphia's The Roots, and an Esquire favorite that's avoided the sophomore slump, Ray LaMontagne. But in the meantime, remember, subscribing to this podcast is free, so feel free to do it, or to tell a friend. And if you're near a newsstand, pick up the latest Esquire. Until next week, I'm Andy Langer, and this has been The Andy Langer Show.